Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
G'day.
Howdy.
As we were just saying off air, just like that last little dub delay, womp, 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 or a good hickle, comedy's all about timing.
Very much so.
And what a time for a new local comedy series called Creamery to have hit TVNZ on the traditional telly and also TVNZ On Demand.
What's the format? In the sense that, it's, is it like cartoon?
Audio visual.
Mm. Real people?
Real people, yeah. This is a...
Trying to paint a picture for it. Imagine that people are out there and they can only hear.
Oh.
That's the thing about this segment,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, audio only. Okay.
John, you as
so
well.
So run us through, what's the vague sort of outline plot?
Well, Creamery sets up its plot in the first 60 to 120 seconds really effectively. It starts with a bunch of celebrating dudes in a sports locker room, and very quickly the odd shot of a bare male bum and a whoop of delight becomes dudes having blood pouring out of their noses and mouths and a cleanup crew coming through, and then there's a bunch of dead people and then a pile of bodies and a pandemic's just wiped out every male on the planet. And jumping forward 8 years, a future community is depicted in what seems like rural New Zealand. It's not 100% clear. There are some dairy farms, hence the title, and it's a woman-only world with three main characters who you might recognize from the shows Friday Night Bites or Flat 3.
This is great.
And they're sort of dealing with this dystopic future where things seem really shiny and nice on the surface, but as per they are not what they seem. And then just when you're kind of getting used to like what this world looks like, bum, bum, bum.
A dude shows up.
Dung, dung,
dung, dung. And it's just the cameraman in shot. Sorry, get out. Kind of thing.
Oh, that'd be real. You'd paint that out probably now. just paint him out. And then there's five more episodes after that. I started watching this on Monday night and I just watched all of them in one go, which is a pretty good recommendation.
2.5 hours worth of...
Yeah, but just shy of 2 hours, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe just over 2 hours.
Few laughs,
yeah. Yeah. So what starts to happen is they take this guy in. It turns out, sort of go from the slight sci-fi setting to something that feels a little bit like the movie The Beguiled. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Nope.
Just a bunch of, taking a dude into a house full of women. They've got different objectives from this guy. One's like, oh, I'm a bit of a shit stirrer and I could use his presence to kind of upset the powers that be. Another is seeing him as a solution to her lack of pregnancy. Fill in the gaps there. And the third is, well, her motives aren't entirely clear, but they kind of wobble around over the course of the next few episodes. It's directed by Roseanne Liang, who also worked on the aforementioned shows. She directed the film Shadow on the Cloud that came out a few months back. And it's just, this is just a really good piece of homegrown comedy. It's a nice black comedy with some dramatic elements, and like that really elegant setup that just sets up so much of the show in the first few minutes in such a great way. Economical and entertaining comedy to check out ASAP. Stream it on TVNZ On Demand. It's called Creamery.
And you've put forward a Kate Winslet recommendation?
I have submitted to the panel a recommendation that Kate Winslet get a certificate for her work in a new show called Mayor of Easttown, which commenced on Monday. And this is a HBO limited series. It's a small town detective drama. This one sounds kind of familiar.
Where's it based? HBO?
Detective in a, it's an HBO show, so it's here on Soho on Sky and also streaming on Neon.
But where is it, the series
where
based?
Where is the location?
Like,
it's set in
US?
A small town, Philadelphia in the US.
Okay.
So detective, troubled detective, family problems, an unsolved case hanging over her head, a new development that starts to bring the secrets in the small community to the surface. All really familiar stuff, but it is done so incredibly well. Winslet's performance is awesome. She's surrounded by a really great cast, and alongside the kind of the grim and gritty drama stuff that works really well, the investigative elements, the show's actually quite funny, which doesn't typically happen in these kind of grim limited series crime setups. Not that you know, not that there's a laugh track or anything kind of mugging for the camera, but just all the interpersonal relationships in the show play for a lot of laughs, particularly her relationship with her mum as they kind of fight like cats and dogs throughout the episodes. It's pretty entertaining. Mayor of Easttown, check it out. I dug it. And
somebody's asking if it's okay for a 14-year-old, but that might be the comedy one.
The comedy one? There's a bit... there's some language. It's probably not... I wouldn't call Creamery family-friendly. In fact, I called it family unfriendly because I don't know if, I mean, maybe you guys are quite pure of thought, but the title's also a bit of a, sort of has a double meaning in a future society where
sounds hot, right?
Reproduction's mm-hmm. difficult. Mm-hmm. So it's
the cream factory.
It's not just mm-hmm. dairy. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on your 14-year-old.
No, I reckon go in.
I mean, there's a coffee mug gets used in a way that fertility experts wouldn't recommend if you follow.
Super, super regretting reading the text out now, I've got to say. Should probably just carry on. Where are we going next?
I think that's us. Two good things to watch.
Okay, strong HBO recommendation.
Mayor of Easttown, there's only one episode out yet. Like a entitled guy, I got sent a few to review, and actually, like Creamer, I watched all of them in one sitting. I just
all right, fuck it. Tell us the mug story.
So, go.
It's remember that it's five? Radio.
Jizz.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
I just want to throw out there that Big Hungry had been recommending The Jinx to me for a long, long time.
Far out, man.
Finally blasted it out. It's pretty good. It's creepy.
It's up there in the documentary greats, I think.
Do you reckon like, it'll be next year or the year after that you get around to Tiger King?
True.
I've done Tiger King.
Wild Wild Country, Tiger King, Jinx. These are all sort of in contention for crazy documentaries people got to watch. Let us know if there's any more out there.
Now, there's a dramatized Tiger King coming, and I can't think of anything that I'm less interested in watching.
Who's
than
Kid Rock playing Tiger King?
No, John Cameron Mitchell is playing.
How do you top
Tiger
it?
King.
Kid Rock would play the songs as well, though.
And I think there's another one. I'm not sure if this is still going ahead, but there was a Nick Cage as a Joe Exotic film discussion.
That's great.
But there's definitely a TV one going ahead. But I don't know.
Nick Cage should play the.
Do we want any more?
I don't want any of it. But if they're going to do it, we might as well speculate on the worst.
You just can't top the real deal, though. I just don't know what they're going to achieve. They're not even going to come close.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's two recommendations and a recommendation of something that if it was to happen in the future, maybe we wouldn't watch it.
Hashtag free the Tiger King, or how are we feeling about that? Okay. It's okay, we can delete that part out.
Okay, let's cut that out.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.